In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, I may like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation, and as always, it's great to be with all of you on this Saturday in which we honor Mary in a very special way. Of course, Mary is known as, Mary is the Mother of God, Mary is the Mother of the Church, and Mary is the Mother of each and every one of us. Also, we honor Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So let's turn to Mary and pray that prayer that she loves most, and that prayer is the Hail Mary, also known as the Angelic Salutation. So together let's pray that and honor Mary on this day in which the Church wants us to honor Mary in a special way on Saturdays. So let's say the prayer that she loves most. Together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, my friends, let's invite to be with us our spiritual director. What a great privilege it is to have as our spiritual director the Holy Spirit. Like Mary, the Holy Spirit has many wonderful titles. Holy Spirit is known as the Paraclete. The Holy Spirit is also known as the Gift of Gifts. Holy Spirit is also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. Beautiful titles. The Holy Spirit is also known as the Sanctifier, He who makes us holy. The Holy Spirit is also known as our interior master. Holy Spirit is also known as the finger of God, as well as our friend, the intimate friend of our soul. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us to really love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, as we say the classical prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your spirit and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in His consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Jacinta Marto, pray for us. Saint Francisco Marto, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. It's great to be with all of you, my friends, and as always, as we start off our conversation, I would like to, after praying for you, praying with you, I promise to pray for all of you. And I'd like to pray for all of you, placing all of you on the altar in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Praying for all of you on the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The holy sacrifice of the Mass, that's right. I'd like to offer these intentions. First will be that all of us would be open to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps this can be our prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come to the heart of Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. My next intention will be to pray for our families and the conversion of our family members. For the conversion, the sanctification, and the salvation of our family members. Jesus says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? So pray for our family members that they would be saved. When all is said and done, when the curtains close, when the dust settles, what really matters is the salvation of our individual soul. Thomas Aquinas says, love is willing the good of another, and the greatest good is the salvation of the soul. Finally, I'd like to pray for those who will be dying sometime today. Those will be dying sometime today. That they would be saved. That they will be saved. And let's pray also for ourselves, because we don't know the day, know the hour that the Lord will call us. So Jesus says, it will come like a thief in the night. And as Jesus says, beg for the grace to carry our crosses with joy, knowing in doing so we unite our suffering with Christ. Wonderful intention. That's right. To carry the cross with Christ. We can perhaps say, Gina, the prayer of St. Francis. We adore you, Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. So great, my friends. I mentioned this, I read this in a book many years ago, and I just summarize it and then enter into our topic. Fulgate's reading was a book on Catholic devotions, and what a blessing it is to be a Catholic. Let's thank God constantly for the fact that we're Catholics. What a blessing. The book pointed out, as Catholics, we could have specific devotions every day. And the book mentioned on Mondays to pray especially for the souls in purgatory. For the souls in purgatory. They're saved, but they're dependent upon God's mercy, often mediated through our prayers and sacrifices. Tuesday, the author said to have in mind and to pray especially for the angels. We all have a guardian angel. Now, don't think that we pray enough to our guardian angel. Remember once Padre Pio, what a great saint, Padre Pio. He was talking with someone. One of his friends came and said, "Who are you talking with?" And Padre Pio said, "Well, I was talking with my guardian angel." And the person said, "Do you see your guardian angel?" He said, "Of course, don't you?" So Padre Pio had the physical vision of his guardian angel. He was so childlike, he thought that everyone saw their guardian angel. Whether or not we see our guardian angel or not, he's always present to us. Let's pray to him that he'll protect us, and through his prayers give us a lot of lights. A lot of lights. And to pray the other angels that we have in the Bible, that we have their names, Saint Michael, who means who is like unto God. Saint Gabriel, power of God. Saint Raphael, medicine of God. My friends, we're never alone. We're surrounded by the angels. Thanks be to God for the angels. Then on Wednesday, this author said it's a day in which we should have in mind and to pray to St. Joseph. You probably know that St. Joseph is the greatest of all the saints. No greater saint than St. Joseph. What a lofty, sublime saint we have in St. Joseph. St. Teresa of Avila, who promoted devotion to him about 500 years ago. She said that never could she remember turning to St. Joseph and not receiving special graces. She said that other saints help, but they delay, where St. Joseph responds quickly. So let's enhance our devotion to St. Joseph, especially on Wednesdays. Thursday, the author mentioned to have before our mind both the Eucharist and the priesthood. It's interesting that Pope St. John Paul II, when he wrote the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Rosary, he established the new series, which are called the Luminous Mysteries. Baptism, of our Lord, the wedding feast of Cana, the proclamation of the kingdom and the call to conversion, the transfiguration, and then, and finally, the institution of the Eucharist and the priesthood. So on Thursday, the author mentioned to augment our devotion to the Most Holy Eucharist, pray for priests, because the harvest is rich and the laborers are few. Harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. Then Friday, the author mentioned to meditate upon Jesus on the cross and his passion. Yes, so Friday, like a mini Good Friday, to meditate upon the cross and recognize that Jesus didn't just die for all of humanity in a generic fashion, but Jesus died for all of us in a very special way. God loves all of humanity, but he loves all of us individually. St. Peter says, recognize you're redeemed not by the blood of lambs or bought by silver or gold, but you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. For that reason, we should always have a cross, a crucifix in our homes and in our rooms, thinking about the infinite love that Christ has for us. Then on Saturdays, well, I jumped to Sunday. Sunday is a day in which we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Like a mini Pascua, as they say in Spanish. It's a day also in which we honor the Most Blessed Trinity, which is the greatest of all mysteries. We believe in one God and three persons, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And then, returning to Saturday, Saturday is a day in which we want to honor Mary. It's Mary's day. We want to draw close to Mary. We want to pray to Mary. We want to try to imitate Mary. We want to converse with Mary. And of course, we want to pray that prayer that she loves so very much. It's the Holy Rosary. By the way, my friends, today I'd like to talk about Mary most specifically because today is the first Saturday of the month. And I wonder if all of you are aware of, tomorrow is Sunday, so it won't be celebrated liturgically, but tomorrow is Mary's birthday. Maybe some of you were not aware of that, but tomorrow is Mary's birthday. September 8th is the birthday of Mary. And chronologically, this is why we celebrate Mary's birthday on September 8th. Okay, December 8th we celebrate the Immaculate Conception, which Mary was conceived in the womb of Saint Anne. In that moment, Mary was preserved from the stain of original sin. So if you look at, if you count chronologically, okay, December 8th, okay, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, and September, you got 9 months. So from the Immaculate Conception until September 8th, you have 9 months, and that's usually the time of the gestation of a child in the womb of the mother. So tomorrow we celebrate the birthday of Mary. So we'll honor Mary in a special way tomorrow as well as today. So my friends, today we want to honor in a special way. Today is the first Saturday of the month. Today is the first Saturday of the month. We want to honor in a special way the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Isn't this a beautiful picture? It was a beautiful image of the Immaculate Heart of Mary that I have in my studio, and I'd like to show it to you on special Marian days. And in the background, of course, we have Our Lady Guadalupe. All of you should have beautiful images of Mary in your home, in your rooms, even in your cars. So make sure that when you want to give gifts to people, give some Marian gift. Very often what I do is I'll give one of my books, Marian Compendium, or I'll give Consecration to Jesus through Mary in the Mist of the Rosary, and I try to do it as often as I can so the Mary will be known and loved. I've given out thousands of scapulars, many rosaries, many rosary pamphlets, the Miraculous Medal. I try to do all I possibly can to spread Marian devotion. I will until the end of my days. I really want to be a Marian apostle, and I want you people in the Perseverance family to become also Marian apostles. Try to make Mary known and loved to the four corners of the earth. Because I really believe in these difficult times, as in the time of Noah, people sought refuge in the Ark of Noah. We have to seek refuge in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, as well as in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Amen. Seek refuge in the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So, let's honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Beautiful picture. I'd like to talk about Our Lady of Fatima, and she requested the practice of the five first Saturdays of the month. So I'd like to go through that, and she promises if we live these out, then we will receive special graces. Graces of final perseverance and salvation. So we want to entrust our salvation to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we want to entrust our salvation to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So today being the first Saturday of the month, and perhaps our secretary, Sophie, could write down the conditions. I've mentioned this before, but I really believe once a month I just like to refresh our memory. So, I'd like to just refresh our memory. What does Our Lady request so that we can obtain the grace of all graces to die in the state of grace? The first would be, try to go to confession within 8 days before, 8 days after. I try to make a good sacramental confession. My friends, we should always try to make good sacramental confessions. An image I give is in your homes, the dust gets into your homes frequently, maybe even on a daily basis. And you got to sweep it out. Clean sweep with Father Broom. Amen. Yeah. Clean sweep with Father Broom. Amen. Barriendo conciencia con padre Escobita. Spanish. Huh? We have to shower. We have to clean our glasses. Constantly we're in this process of cleaning up. But we should try to clean and cleanse our souls very often. The second would be to pray the Most Holy Rosary. Of course, we should pray the Rosary every day. That's right. We should get in the habit of praying the Rosary every day. However, especially on Saturdays and first Saturdays, should we pray the Rosary? Maybe even, not that it's obligatory, but even pray two Rosaries. I like what Pope St. John the 23rd said. He said that the only poor rosary was the rosary that was never prayed. But the only poor rosary is the rosary that was never prayed. The only poor rosary is the rosary that was never prayed. So we want to get in the habit of praying the rosary often, frequently. The family that prays together stays together. Then our lady said this. And I think a lot of us don't really remember what our lady asked with respect to the requirements for the first Saturdays. She also said that she wants us all to meditate at least 15 minutes on the mysteries of the Rosary. That's right. To meditate upon the mysteries of the Rosary. You know, one of the easiest ways would be here in my studio, I've got a pretty good library. Maybe even this. You've probably seen this before. Total consecration to the mission of the Rosary, meditations to prepare for total consecration of Jesus through Mary. Yours truly, Father Ed Broom, OMB. You're to take my book and even just read calmly, prayerfully. One of the chapters. Because really what I have, I've got the four mysteries of the rosary, the joyful, luminous, sorrowful, and glory. Then I've got the seven sorrows of Mary. You were to meditate upon one of these chapters, it's going to take a good 15 minutes. So there you have it. So what Mary, one of the reasons for this is that Mary wants us to not only pray the rosary with our lips, but also pray it with our mind and our hearts. The great Saint Louis de Montfort, who has left these spiritual treasures, the secret of the rosary, the secret of Mary, and true devotion to Mary. Saint Louis de Montfort says, when you pray the most holy rosary, he says that when you pray the rosary, the mysteries, it should be such that he compares the rosary to a human person. We have, in our person, we have our body, but also we have our soul. The body without a soul is a corpse. The soul, the philosophers say, is the life-giving principle to the body. So the body is dead when the soul leaves the body. So St. Louis de Montfort says that the rosary is like the human person. The body would be the vocal prayers. That would mean the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be. The Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Glory Be. The Our Father, Hail Mary, and the Glory Be. But then, the mysteries of the rosary would be basically the soul, the life-giving principle of the rosary would be the meditating upon the mysteries of the rosary. And I've thought over time, why is it that Mary wanted us to also meditate upon the mysteries of the rosary? And the thought occurs to me that if we don't read and meditate upon the mysteries of the rosary, and not to say that my book is the only one, then we can perhaps fall into the danger of just repeating the words by rote, and they become kind of routine or perfunctory. You just can't kind of say the words, but your mind goes in a million directions. So if you pray the rosary the way St. Louis de Montfort wants, by vocalizing the prayer, And St. Louis would say the vocalizing the prayer, that's kind of like the background music. Kind of like the background music. But then you want to try to enter into the scene of the mystery. Of say, for example, Jesus in the garden, we want to become present to that. We want to become like the angel consoling Christ. The angel that's consoling Christ in the garden. So Our Lady wanted, Our Lady of Fatima, wanted us to honor her Immaculate Heart by living out the first Saturdays of the month, by praying the rosary, making our confession, praying the rosary, meditating at least 15 minutes upon one of the mysteries of the rosary. Then she also asked this. Our Lady asked us, we want to receive these special privileges of the grace of final perseverance. Grace of final perseverance is the grace of all graces would be to die in the state of grace. She also asked us, and Sophie can post this all-important condition, Sophie, our secretary, is to go to Mass and receive communion, but offer a communion of reparation. First Fridays of the month were called to offer up reparation for the sins against the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But the first Saturdays of the month would be the day in which we offer up reparation for the sins against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Sins, what would be the sins against the Immaculate Heart of Mary? There would be the following. There's actually five specific sins against the Immaculate Heart of Mary that we want to repair for when we're receiving communion. What would these be? Well, the first would be offer up a prayer of reparation for the sins against the Immaculate Conception. That's right. The sins against the Immaculate Conception. And we could offer our communion and we could say this prayer, O Mary conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Also by wearing the miraculous medal. Very pleasing to Mary. The second would be the sins against Mary's perpetual virginity. And what does that mean? Well, it's another one of Mary's dogmas. The dogma is a truth of faith that's revealed by Holy Mother Church that we have to believe in if we're going to be Catholics. That would be that Mary was virgin before the birth of Christ, during the birth of Christ, and after the birth of Christ. During the birth of Christ, before the birth of Christ, during the birth of Christ, and after the birth of Christ. Then the next, if you're just logging in now, we're talking about Mary today. We're talking in a special way about the first Saturday of the month, what Our Lady asked, what she requires so that we can live out the first Saturdays of the month and be saved by her powerful intercession to help us to really live this out to the fullest extent possible. So the third would be to offer up sins against Mary's divine maternity. Mary's divine maternity. And when we say Mary's divine maternity, we mean that Mary, of all of her great privileges, the greatest of all Mary's privileges would be Mary's divine maternity, meaning that Mary is truly the Mother of God. St. Louis de Montfort, in his book, The Secret of the Rosary, says, well, the prayer that Mary loves most is the Hail Mary. And he also says that when we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, Mary rejoices every time she hears those words, Mother of God. Holy Mary, Mother of God. So we offer it in reparation for the sins against Mary's divine maternity. When we offer up our communion, we give it to Jesus, especially through Mary. We're all called to be victims. Maybe not a victim soul like Padre Pio. But a victim means he offers himself to God as a sacrifice of praise. That's what he offers himself to God as a sacrifice of praise. And as St. Paul says, glorify God in your bodies. Then there are two other specific ways in which we are called to offer up reparation for the sins against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And it would be in reparation for the images of Mary that have been desecrated. Statues, paintings, icons, like Our Lady Częstochowa that she was cut. Churches. So there was a church in France in honor of Mary that was burned down by arsons just last week. This is becoming a more and more common phenomena, these images of Mary that are being desecrated. So that's another dimension of Mary, that she wants us to offer up reparation for the images of Mary that have been desecrated. Think about this. If you were to church today, and when you come back, you notice that an image of your family, a family photo, was cut or sprayed with spray paint. How much you'd be hurt by that? How much pain that would cause you? Well, the same thing, we can apply that to Mary. When we see images of Mary that are desecrated, how much that hurts us? How much that hurts us to see images of Mary desecrated? And last but not least, offer reparation for those who draw children away from Mary. And I say now more than ever, in which in schools they're enforcing this transgender ideology upon people, taking away their innocent, they shouldn't even be talking about sex anyway to little children, but taking away their innocence. And it's true, Alondra has pointed out, abortion comes to mind too, Father, as the woman's womb carries life just like Mother Mary. Yes, I put together one liner, Alondra, the womb of the mother has become the tomb of the child. I know that's pretty strong, but I really like language very much. The womb of the mother has become the tomb of the child. Sad to say. And I really feel that this feminism, this radical feminism, is the exact opposite of the Blessed Virgin Mary. These feminists that are promoting abortion, we want to ask Mary to pray for them that they'll be converted. So those are the conditions that Our Lady of Fatima required to obtain the grace of final perseverance and the grace of all graces. The grace of all graces is to die in the state of grace. And to die in the state of grace. So my friends, we've had a really good conversation today. Tomorrow is Mary's birthday. Now let's pray. Let's honor Mary in a special way this first Saturday of the month, by our confession, our praying the rosary, our meditating upon the mysteries of the rosary, going to Holy Mass, participating fully and actively in Holy Mass, and receiving communion in reparation for the sins against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Against the Immaculate Conception, her perpetual virginity, her divine maternity, the images that have been desecrated. Finally, those who draw children away from the heart of Mary. You pray for me and I'll pray for you. And I'd like to end by blessing you in honor of Mary today. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God bless all of you, and we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same channel.